we're looking at extremely dry fuel conditions, which really increases the potential for very active fires.
That's Kate German, public affairs officer for the White River National Forest. She's talking about why wildfires are more severe this year. She says weather has also been a consistent challenge, especially with the Cache Creek and Cabin Lake fires.
The last few days in particular, we have experienced up to 45 mile an hour outflow winds, winds that come off of nearby storm cells.
The Cabin Lake fire is burning in mixed conifer terrain, essentially pine and spruce trees, which tend to go up like torches. The blaze also sends flames out ahead of itself to create spot fires. German says it's so dry that crews cannot make a stand against the fire, even on an area that has been burned before.
Even the finer fuels, the grasses and the meadows, are carrying flame really actively, really intensely, and really hotly. So we can't even put firefighters in those areas where we usually think we can.
Sarah Hankins, agency administrator on the Cache Creek fire, told KDNK that dry conditions and winds over the past few days have made containment more difficult. The Cache Creek fire is burning on the northern slope of the Grand Mesa in the Cache Creek drainage. The fire is burning near structures on private property as well as natural gas operations.
No oil and gas facilities are currently threatened. Operators have been really engaged and proactive in contacting us to see if there's any measures that they should take in advance.
She says Encana, Caris, and Midstream have operations in that area, and agencies have regular meetings with industry to assess impacts. The goal of both fires is complete suppression. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.